Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
In the spirit of Halloween, someone posted a question on social media, Steve. Okay. And that question was this. Back in the day, many of us had to come up with that broke-ass Halloween costume. What was yours? So, of course, everybody has a story about this. Yeah. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
And sometimes it's not even just a broke-ass costume. It's just I love the homemade, get creative, one-of-a-kind type costumes. So we found a bunch of these comments and, well, really didn't have a good reason for this guy, but I didn't even know he was available until yesterday. And then I saw that robot Joe Pesci would read these comments because who better to read them than Joe Pesci?
Can't wait.
You know, maybe somebody's been Joe Pesci for Halloween. He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, definitely.
All right, are you ready for the first comment about broke-ass Halloween costumes?
I drew a pencil-thin mustache on my face and went as my evil twin.
Okay. You should do that.
That's kind of cute. That I like fun. That.
Would you have, like, the curly?
Of course.
Pencil-thin?
Oh, definitely the curls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a coat hanger and bent it so it fit on my head, then put an empty beer can on the end. I was a beer chaser.
Okay, I was nervous this was going down a different road. And I'm glad that it didn't. But that, because I've seen that, are you okay over there?
Sorry. My brain went to a different place.
I've seen people do that costume. I'm like, all right.
That's, wow.
I get it. Mm-hmm. You're trying to make the most offensive costume possible. And sometimes I do enjoy seeing people who do go for like the too soon.
Yeah.
Stole a plaid skirt from my girlfriend, painted myself blue, and told people I was Braveheart.
That's funny.
That works. I'm not sure if that's the right type of skirt. I think it's called a kilt.
Yeah, come on. For authenticity, it needs to be a kilt.
Tied dyed sheets and cut holes for eyes. I was the dead hippie.
Okay, you should do that.
Oh, that's great.
That's hilarious.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Have you ever done the sheet over the head, cut the eyes, and been a ghost?
No.
I grew up, I think, I don't know if you as much as me, maybe my generation more. That's all I grew up on is seeing like TV shows whenever it was Halloween. One kid would always be sheet over the head, eyes cut out. I'm a ghost.
I mean, there's always that opportunity for you. If you run out of ideas, that's always a classic. Everyone appreciates it.
I kind of want to do that if I'm going to like one of your parties with your festival friends.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would be a big hit. The tie-dye ghost.
Yes.
But then do I have to listen to the Grateful Dead?
Just for like 5 minutes.
Bought a multi-pack of those little cereal boxes. Put fake blood on all of them. duct taped to a sweatshirt. Boom, I was a serial killer.
That's clever.
That's adorable.
I like that one a lot.
In college, I had shaved my head a week prior to Halloween and found myself in a girl's dorm room that evening discovering Rumpel, Mintz, and Goldschläger.
Okay, dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me. Where are we going with this?
Oh, boy.
Let's find out.
And several lovely young ladies transformed me into Sinead O'Connor, Doc Martens and all.
Okay, Sinead O'Connor.
Yes.
That's very Gen X.
Definitely.
I don't think that costume would go over. I don't think anyone would know who the hell you're trying to be at this point.
No.
I put a cereal box on my head and held a knife. I was a serial killer.
There were a lot of people that different ways of being serial killers with cereal boxes.
A friend pinned clean socks and underwear to her shirt and jeans and went a static clean.
I mean, you could have done better.
That's...
What would you... we have one more, and then I want to ask you. I want to know if you've done any kind of homemade broke-ass costumes.
Okay.
I wore a brown shirt and leggings and wrapped aluminum foil around myself and went as a baked potato.
Okay, that might be my favorite of all of them, if it's done right.
I would love to see that in
yes.
my life.
All right, have you ever done a homemade costume?
I've just done a costume that was, you know, cobbled together with all stuff I already had. I spent $0, and it was the year that my boyfriend in college and I went as Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. First of all, in college, I was like nearly Courtney Love, and I had all the right equipment.
In what way? Mindset?
Like more
attire,
like
ability to kind of sing.
Probably like my party lifestyle.
Okay,
kind of
okay.
A little bit of a train wreck.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of Courtney Love were you?
I mean, a hot mess, Courtney
okay,
Love.
Fair.
What about you? Did you ever do a broke ass costume?
I've done a few in my time, but the one I think of, and it wasn't necessarily a broke ass costume, but I just saw it in my Facebook memories because it's the 7-year anniversary of what I have to say was my favorite and greatest Halloween costume, the time that I dressed as myself. When I was 4 or 5 years old, maybe even younger, maybe 3. And my mom dressed me as a cowboy for Halloween.
Oh, yes.
With a red cowboy hat. These overalls that were short. Really weird, like loafer shoes.
Great socks, too.
Socks.
High socks.
A cap gun. And so I put together an adult version of it and wore it at work. And it was... I got a lot of interesting looks.
Where all did you find the items in grown-up size?
I think I had to go to like Sears to get the overalls. I had to cut them because shockingly they didn't have short shorts overalls available.
Those are not back in style yet?
I mean, you know what? They probably are. The Daily Mix Show. I should reshare that picture.
Absolutely. Please do. It's such a classic. Instagram.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.